All right, it's 9:19, and as promised, Pete Boulay is with me to talk about weather and climate. Thanks, Pete, for being with us here. You are, let me just make sure I define, you're a climatologist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, correct?
That is correct.
All right, and you are subbing in for Kenny, who is with us normally, but it's fun to have a little variety, so thanks for being here. And you have, it's kind of a fun week for you to come in, I might add, because we did just have one of the biggest snowfalls in memory in March in two harbors, at least. I don't know the official totals, but I know there was at least 18 inches in a lot of places, and the drifts are pretty darn high. What do you have to tell us about that big old blast that came in last week?
I mean, that was another amazing storm in a series of amazing storms this winter. And it's just, we just can't get a break. And what's amazing to me, I started looking at the statistics, is we're getting really deep snow now in town in Two Harbors. Now having deep snow up over the hill is not really, you know,
right.
It happens almost every winter. Yeah. 44 inches up over the hill right now, and then 23 in town. So I was curious, what's the deepest snow you've ever seen in downtown Two Harbors? And we're on that anniversary day right now. St. Patrick's Day, 1965, we had 50 inches on the ground in town, and I didn't believe it at first. I go, well, it's got to be up over the hill. It's got to be like miles inland, right? No, it was at the Texaco station on 7th Street.
So
the weather, as bad as it is, it was worse on St. Patrick's Day in 1965.
Yeah, that's amazing. How much is on the ground right now in Two Harbors officially?
23 officially in town and 44 inland. That's like 7 miles away. But that's a few days old, so I'm not exactly sure. I saw 48 inches on the ground in another place, when I do my weekly snow depth map on Thursdays, but it's definitely deep snow for this time of year. I started looking back, how often do we have deep snow this late in the March? And it doesn't happen this often, this late. We're getting late because the normal high right now is 37. So we should be melting the snow, not adding to the snow.
Right. Seems like what's happening is both. It's added to, and then it starts to melt, and then it's added to. And, the last, we actually changed our travel plans because of this one predicted for yesterday and today. And it's turning out to be not much in Two Harbors. I think they got 5 inches up the hill and barely a dusting here in Two Harbors. So you just never know, do you?
Yeah, you don't. This one didn't have as much of a snow punch. It has a lot of wind with it. So what little we got is blowing around quite a bit in the state, but it really didn't have the big amounts that we thought that could have happened with this one. So, it was a little farther to the southeast, the core of the low, and so kind of took some of the energy with it. I mean, there's enough, a little bit just to be a pain, of course, blowing around, but but no, we didn't get the big numbers. I think only half an inch officially in town from this event, and there's a little more. We're on the backwash now. There'll be a little bit of light snow coming in, for the next day or two from it. It's a big system, so it could take a little while to completely get out of here.
Yeah.
And of course, more in the South Shore of Superior, of course.
Yeah. So. And now I would think the battle between summer and winter is going to get increasingly violent here as we have, enormous amounts of snow, but surely the sun getting higher and higher. And is this sort of active pattern continuing?
Well, we're still on that weekly storm track. So every Wednesday and Thursday, it seems like we get another storm. And that's next week. Another one's coming. This one appears, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case you thought it was over, right? No. There's more. And this one might be a little warmer. At least the first, the models, it's a week away. So, a lot could change. But
yeah.
we do, another big storm is going to move across Minnesota. Again, some folks will get snow. Some folks will get rain. Maybe somebody will get both. And we're going to stay in that active pattern. We're going to be on the cold side of normal. But we'll have a few days. We'll get up in the 30s, so that'll be nice. Maybe it'll melt a little bit of snow. But, the risk of snow will still be around, looking at the next 2 weeks, the same kind of active pattern continues. Not really warm. We're not seeing big warm surges, but but definitely at least for the rest of March, looks like a trending for on the cool side of normal.
Yeah, which is really going to beg the question as April shows up of flooding, of course. And I guess there's no real predicting, but things would have to shuffle out pretty perfectly to not get some level of flooding this year, I'm guessing.
Yes. The farther you go, the later you go with a deep snowpack, the danger increases. So if we go into April with a deep snowpack in the state, the chances are you're going to have flooding go up. There's another flood outlook that's coming next Thursday on the 23rd. So we'll have to watch that from the National Weather Service, see what they're thinking for that. We have some things in our favor across the state. The frost, unlike 1965, isn't very deep. In 1965, we had, reports of 5-6 feet of frost in the ground in the state. That's not so this year. So we have that major component missing, so that's a positive. So we're going to be limited a little bit because we all remember years where there's deep frost and the snow melts. You get big pools of water where you usually don't.
Right.
And so this, hopefully, knock on wood, this year the frost will be shallow enough that it can infiltrate in the ground. We've already seen that happen this winter across the state.
Yeah.
Is, the water going into the ground. So that's on. But you're right. There's a lot of water sitting on the ground. I mean, in the Northeast, you got 7 inches of water sitting on the ground. So it's got to go somewhere. So yeah, there might be some issues. So what I've done in my house, I've done snow management over every day. I work on something, okay, the sump pump is going to come on. I know it. So I clear that away and, I move the snow a little bit. Yeah. A little bit at a time. Don't overdo it.
Good thinking. I like that. Like just to prepare and get ready. And I hadn't really thought about this, the frost levels as a big factor, and I can see how that would be a big factor. So, and I know it's been actually an extraordinarily warm winter, or at least it seemed like it, when normally the frost, the ground would be getting frostier and frostier. So that will just be a really interesting. I mean, what was the, we're running out of time, but what was the flooding like in 65? Do you have any data on that?
65 was the worst on record for the Mississippi,
in the
Twin Cities, St. Cloud.
Okay.
It was bad. All throughout the state, it was bad. 65 is the benchmark of the worst, other than the Red River, which is in a class by itself.
Okay.
1997 is the bad year there. But overall in the state, not only that, we had overland flooding in 65. We just have all that water in the landscape, and it just sat there and melted. And then we had big pools. Of course, it also, it rained. It was one of the wettest Marches on record, too. So a lot of things came together to make 65 kind of the worst of the worst. And we're hoping not quite that.
Yeah.
We're hoping nothing like that. So.
Right.
But we'll have to watch and see.
Yeah, right. And one good thing is this effect on the drought. I mean, I know in Northeast Minnesota, it's not really an issue anymore. But in other parts of the state, has the drought effectively been wiped out?
It's in serious jeopardy at this point.
Okay.
The drought has been knocked back quite a bit. It's still kind of hanging on in the Southwest where it was the worst. And, we could go right back into drought, too, if the storm parade stops and we dry up and have a really warm, dry April. It wouldn't take long to get us back in there, because I don't know if the soil moisture ever really did catch up. But it will be really interesting to see what happens, when all the snow melts and what happens in the spring. We're going to get starting to behind like Lake Ice out and things like that, too, at this point. Next week is about when we'd start to see the median date in the far south. So we haven't quite got there yet.
Okay. So the lakes are also staying. I actually wasn't, those two don't necessarily go together, right?
It's all about April for lakes.
Okay.
April and May. that dictates what happens. It doesn't really matter the winter as much. It has everything to do with what happens in April. So let's hope April will be a new month and spring will be here.
Yeah, well, I can see the whole state is basically a big old ice box right now with all the snow. So that's one mark against it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, think spring.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That was Pete Boulay, climatologist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. It's